Travis Henry will be joining us at Rideau Carlton Raceway on Sunday for the Ultimate Driving Championship. Travis is one of a, herd of rising young stars in the driving ranks. In fact, last year, he was the winner of the Coville Cup for novice pilots held here at RCR. This Sunday, he gets to drive against the man for whom that cup is named, the winningest driver in Rideau Carlton history, Darrell Coville. Travis, welcome to Trout Radio.
Thanks for having me, Norm.
What's it going to feel like going up against a guy who's got 6,000 races won and counting?
It's definitely nerve-wracking, but I think I can do it. Just got to remember that there's 9 other people in the race trying to win, too, so it's going to be hard for both of us, too. But we just got to do our best and see what happens.
Well, you're not afraid to play hardball. I saw you do that during the Rising Stars Challenge here at Rideau last year, so you should be okay against a crusty veteran like Darrell. Let's give our listeners some background. You're from the famous Henry family of horse trainers. Trevor Henry is your uncle?
Yeah, he's my uncle.
Well, you've got good stock right there because most people agree Trevor is probably one of the best drivers over a half-mile track, especially at rating a horse on the front end. And based on what I saw last year here at Rideau, you come by that ability quite honestly. Wayne Henry, of course, trotting man, legendary. When did you first start mucking around with horses?
I've been with horses all my life. Ever since I can remember, I've been in the barn usually every summer when I was done school. When I wasn't in school, I was in the barn. So I was like, I've been around them as far as I can remember.
Yeah. How old were you when you jogged your first horse?
Probably around 8 or 9.
Really?
And I still remember it because it ran away on me. And I still remember the exact day.
No and kidding. Tell us how that happened.
My dad sent me out with a horse, and I jogged it before, and then this day, I don't know what happened, but it started running away on me, and I remember just screaming every time I went around by the barn. I would scream for my dad, and then he finally came running out, and we got the horse stopped, and then we brought it in, and then I don't think I didn't jog a horse for a couple weeks after that, but that was the first time I've ever drove one.
Wow, welcome to the NFL, as they say. At which point did you decide you wanted to be a professional full-time harness driver?
I don't know. I got out of school. When I was done school, I started working with the horses, and I took my time. I got my trainer's license when I was 18. I took my time. I made sure I was all done school and got through all that, and then, I don't know, that was the next thing on my mind was driving, and my dad started letting me school horses, and then I liked it a lot, and I just started gaining more and more interest in it, so I thought I'd give it a try, mm-hmm. And then it seemed to, I don't know, it just seemed to be something I wanted to do, so.
Yeah, just for those who are unfamiliar, your father is?
Paul Henry.
Right. Okay. So, again, you talk about good stock. Travis, you've won over 22 races last year?
Yeah.
Not bad for a guy in his first year. Nice hands, as they say. You know, the term nice hands kind of restricts, and it doesn't do justice to the overall talent that a driver has to have. Yeah, he's got to have a soft touch with his hands, but it's got to be more than that. What does Travis Henry possess that makes him such a promising driver?
I don't know. I just try and stay positive all the time and listen. You got to listen, be able to listen to the trainers because they've worked on that horse for weeks, and you get to sit behind it for 2 minutes. So if you listen to what they say and do what they want, then usually you have the drive again next week.
Well, you know something? You know, that is music to the ears of a lot of trainers because you hear the common complaint. I told him to do this, and he never did it. I think you're going to get a lot more drives in quick order, young man, if you keep that attitude up. Where do you do most of your driving right now?
Right now, Flamborough is where I've been driving the most.
Yeah.
I like driving there, but there's a lot of people. There's a lot of competition right now that drives there. So, you just got to kind of stay positive and stay focused and like watch the big guys like Mark and Jody and Scott Zeron and Paul McKenzie. Like they all know that track off hard, so you gotta be able to watch them and just watch how they do it and just take pointers. And
yeah, you know, despite the fact that you're from a racing family and you've seen all the greats, I'm just wondering, You know, you're on the track at Flamborough during a race, and you look to your right, and who's coming first up but Jody Jameson, let's say. And on his cover is Mark McDonald. Does the thought ever rush through your head like, holy cow, I'm playing with the big boys here?
No, I don't know. I've been, like, in my first 10 drives, I was driving against Mark and Jody. So, like, it's just, I just kind of got used to it now. I know I'm driving against them, and they're both great drivers, and, you know.
So. You're not intimidated, in other words.
No, I am, but I'm not at the same time. Like,
yeah. You respect them, but you're not going to cower, I guess is the word.
Yeah, exactly.
Good stuff. Okay, I tell you what. We're going to ask you to take part in a little feature that we do from time to time. Haven't done this in a while. It's called Drive On. Drive On is what it's called. I'll ask you a series of rapid-fire questions. You answer them quick. If you can or don't want to answer, just say Drive On. You up for it?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
All right, Travis Henry. Favorite hockey team?
Washington.
Favorite player then is?
Well, that's
it. I kind of figured that was coming. Your favorite movie of all time?
The Hangover.
That's a good flick. Favorite food?
I love Thai food, actually. I went to a Thai food spot, and I had spring rolls, and I just fell in love with it.
Okay. That's
awesome.
Who's your favorite driver, the guy that was always your hero growing up?
I don't know. When I was
Say Bruce Richardson, just to tick off your Uncle Trev.
No, like Lyle MacArthur, he was, I don't know what it was, but my mom said I always used to watch him drive, and I liked him.
What's on your iPod? What top five songs are on your iPod?
I don't even own an iPod.
What's your favorite type of music?
I listen to everything, actually.
Okay, final question. How many girls have you impressed by telling them you're a harness driver?
I don't know. I don't
Ever
know
tried
how,
it?
I don't know if they're impressed or not.
You're a good sport, Travis.
Maybe a couple.
You're a good sport. We look forward to seeing you here on Sunday. You're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a learning experience for you. And on behalf of everybody here at Rideau Carlton Raceway, we're going to be welcoming you with open arms, young man. Good luck on Sunday.
I'll need it. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.